सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। वक्रतुण्डमहाकाय सूर्यकोटिसमप्रभा निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा। सरस्वती नमस्तुभ्यं वरदे कामरूपिणि विद्यारम्भं करिष्यामि सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादं शङ्करं लोकशङ्करं समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। भज गोविन्दं भज गोविन्दं गोविन्दं भज मूढमते संप्राप्ते सन्निहिते काले नहि रक्षति दुःखकरणे। भज गोविन्दं भज गोविन्दं गोविन्दं भज मूढमते। Adi Shankaracharyaji is explaining about the importance of satsang and how in a particular time is when the satsang is to be done and not just let it up to when I will have time, when I will have desire, at that time I will do. Because desire will continue, but time will get away from us. And then the time we will have, we may not even have the motivation to do the sadhanas. So therefore, utilize the time we have in front of us and put all hearted of effort in Bhaj Govindam, Bhaj Govindam. So last shloka related to the time. The time keeps changing, but the desire does not change. The desire still continues. And that reminds of this very nice anecdote. That there is one man who is in jungle. And when he's in the jungle, he sees a tiger. So now as he sees the tiger, he runs away from it. He's running, and he falls on the well. You're smiling, so you know the story. So he falls in the well. And as he is falling, he catches hold of a branch. And he thinks to himself, I'm safe. And then all of a sudden, from the pit of the well, he starts hearing the hissing sound. He looks down and there are snakes. He looks up, there's tiger. So there is death all around him. Now, when he fell, he shook up the tree. So that tree or that plant, whatever was coming out of that well, that had beehives. So naturally, all the bees are, restless now. So they are coming and stinging him. He can't let go. If he lets go, he's in the mouth of the snakes. So, poor guy, you know, taking all the stings and everything. And then he hears the sound of something biting, eating. And it is actually a rat eating away the roots of that branch. So, death written all over. And all of a sudden, he sees a ray of hope. He sees that from this honey beehive, honey was dripping. He says, I'm going to die anyway. Might as well stick my tongue out and enjoy the honey. So like that, he sticks his tongue out and tries to get the taste of the enjoyment. This is what our desires are like. Our desires are never ending. Even though we are grabbed by death all around. So there in that example, the tiger is represented by Lord Yama, the Lord of Death. Snakes, they represent our bandhavas, relatives. Rat is the time which is ticking. It's only a matter of time before that branch goes away. Similarly, only a matter of time till the body falls. So rat is that time. And the bees stinging are the family members. The spouse, children, they are like the bees. Yet in the midst of all of this, we still want to enjoy. We think, if I can get a little bit of that honey, that sense pleasure, I will be so happy. This is what our desires are doing to us. And that's what Adi Shankaracharya is telling. Don't fall for these desires. Rise above them. Rise above them because don't you know you have somebody who is looking after you? Don't you know that by satsang, you can easily give up this desire? So in order to explain that, Adi Shankaracharya ji takes up the next point. So that is shloka number 30, the last of the Dwadasha Manjarika Stotram.
काते कांता धनगत चिंता वातुल किं तव नास्ति नियंता त्रिजगति सज्जन संगतिरेका भवति भवार्णव तरणे नौका काते कांता धनगत चिंता वातुल किं तव नास्ति नियंता त्रिजगति सज्जन संगतिरेका भवति भवार्णव तरणे नौका भज गोविंदम भज गोविंदम गोविंदम भज मूढ़मते
काते कांता धनगत चिंता. So actually he is not talking about wife or dhana. He's talking about the chinta. So, kate chinta. What is this worry that you have? And where is this worry? Kanta gata chinta. Worry associated with spouse. Or worry associated with dhana. So, that doesn't mean that there are no other worries. There is no end to our worries. We have just laundry list even longer than that. Our worries are there. But to give just a hint of the worries that we are all facing is something like this. what is related to the spouse. If I pick these clothes, will my spouse like it? Will he or she say something? Or can I get this gift for the spouse? Will he or she like the gift? Or can I make this decision on my own? Or do I need her decision? Like that, all these worries are there. And dhana. I invested monies in stocks. And right now, they're doing okay. They went down in December, but now they're picking up. So I'm hopeful. Or I have earned so much. What will happen to them? I need to make sure that I keep earning even when I am not actively earning. Some way of my passive earning. All these chinta is there. But if you think about it, and if we can summarize our chinta, they fall into two kind of categories. One is a situation that is real, understandable. So, snowfall happened and a car breaks down. So then the worry is, okay, you know, how will I get home? Or, you know, I need to figure out my insurance stuff and everything. That is a chinta that is understandable. But a car breaks down, and then the thought comes to mind, I'm going to die. This is it. Outside is minus temperature. Who is going to come and help me? What if nobody comes? What if I call somebody and nobody comes? Nobody really cares about me. What if nobody picks up my call? And I'm here in the car sitting the whole time. What will happen? This and that and all of these worries that we come. So this is an imagination that we create. And the chinta that comes, the worry that comes with it. So some of our chinta is real. Some are just imaginary. We created, we gave the house for these worries to stay in us. A child can be going to school, studies for the exam, and then thinks, what if I forget everything I studied? So my parents say, here, take this dahi and chini. It will help you remember. If only dahi and chini would do that. So the idea is that there is no end to our chinta. But what we must think is, why is there a chinta? Chinta is there because the one who is carrying the responsibility is there. I have taken the responsibility for a task. And because I've taken the responsibility for the task, the worry is always going to be with me. Right? I have taken the responsibility as a householder. So then obviously my worries will be there for spouse, for children, for the welfare. Obviously I will have worries related to, will I have enough money afterwards? Or will I have enough money if there is no job tomorrow to sustain myself? You know, I hear that people were so worried for these 35 days that the shutdown was there. So federal employees going to pantry, local pantry to get food. I was thinking to myself, really, they didn't do any savings for these many years? They were working for 16, 17 years and they have to go to local pantry for discount food. So not that I was thinking they're cheap, but I was thinking to themselves that what is their thinking? And this is the panic, the worry that comes about. What will the government, what if the government never opens? What if Trump decides to shut down the whole government instead of a partial shutdown? So the thought is that when we have the doership, that I am one who has to carry on, then the worries associated will always come. I cannot put that aside. So then the question to ask is, do I just drop the worries? No. To have a worry is good, because if you don't have a worry, things won't get done. If I didn't have worry for the household life, then the things that we desire in the household will not be met. More is than just a fight. Spouse wants this, I never really cared, so then I don't give my opinion, and then again there is a fight. Or children wants this, I don't want them to have this, again there is a problem. So planning requires, worry also requires, budgeting also is required. But to what extent, when that worry takes over or consumes our life, then that worry is not a healthy worry. When it continues to get me to do the action that I need to do, then worry is too good. I mean, is to have. We should not think that worry is not good. In order for transactions to happen, chinta is needed. But only till the transaction is there. Once the transaction has finished, why worry? And worry is always related to future. Regrets of the past, anxiety of the future. So that anxiety, that worry is always about the future. What will happen with me? Therefore, we can have the worry, but only to the extent that I'm doing the work. If it is stopping me in doing my work, then worry is not good. Arjun, before beginning the war, has the worry. But what did that do to him? That worry led him to stop doing the action. He wanted to give up the weapon. He actually gave up the weapon, sat down, started crying. That is what chinta does. And this, the sole reason for his chinta was, I am the doer of the action, and mine will be destroyed. My relatives will be destroyed. My guru will be destroyed. This is the thought. So where the doer is, chinta is associated with it. So here, Adi Shankaracharya ji is telling that what are you so worried about? Why do you have this worry about dhana, jana, kanta, and then the whole samsara, all of this worry you are carrying? Vatula kim tava nasti niyanta? Hey Vatula, Vatula means, oh ghost, oh ghost, not in like a ghost way, like foolish person, you crazy thinker, your mind is totally washed like that. So, oh Vatula, kim tava, for you, nasti niyanta, is there no governor? Is there no Lord who is taking care of you? Do you not think about that? Why are you so worried? So the idea he gives is that when we give the responsibility to Bhagwan, then worries go away. I don't have to worry. He will take care of everything for me. But when we don't have this idea within us, or we have not cultivated because we lack that faith, then obviously we will have worry. But if I know that there is that Lord and he is looking after me, so he will take care of my kanta, take care of my dhana, take care of my vahana, take care of my gruha, take care of my all the things, then I have no chinta related to it. But when I don't have niyanta, that's when worry sets in. There is a very good example in Mahabharata. Arjun, at the battlefield, 9 days go by. Okay. All the things happen. Duryodhan gets agitated. And he comes and tells Bhishma Pitama, you are playing with me. You are playing favoritism. 9 days go by and none of the Pandavas have fallen. How is that possible? Either you have become old or you are favoring their side. So Bhishma got hit right there. Obviously Duryodhan was instigated by Shakuni. So Bhishma was hit. Bhishma said, I take a vow that by tomorrow morning or by tomorrow I will have all the 5 Pandavas down. All the 5 Pandavas will be killed by tomorrow. That was the vow he takes. And everybody is shocked to hear that. That news comes to the Pandavas' side. Krishna hears it. And Krishna says, oh, this is something troubling. Because Bhishma takes a vow, he's not going to back away. He has taken the biggest vow that is there. So that is a big thing. Now, something must be done. So he goes to Arjun. Arjun is simply sleeping. And he wakes up Arjun. Arjun, get up. Did you hear what happened? He says, no, what happened? He says, Bhishma took a vow that by tomorrow, all the Pandavas will be killed. Okay, kal ka kal dekhenge. We'll see tomorrow what happens. Says, aren't you worried? He will kill you tomorrow. Says, why do I have to worry? You are there with me. You will think of something. I know for sure. I need not worry. Let me go to sleep. This is what a person who has a faith in Bhagavan can say. One who has this idea that I have to do something tomorrow cannot sleep. Will not have good sleep. You think about it, those people who are going to play in Super Bowl, if they really have a good sleep the night before, no. They'll have some sleep, but it's not a good sleep. Ask them the day after Super Bowl, if they won. I slept like a baby. So because you have worries that I have to do the action, will not let you sleep. But here, he has given all the worries to Bhagavan. Faith. Shankaracharya ji questions the faith. Where is your faith? Do you not know that you have a niyanta, you have a Lord who is looking after you? Have you forgotten? That's why he calls Vatula. You crazy thinker. Where did you get such kind of thinking that you have to control everything? Tulsidas ji, he says very beautifully. He says, Jeeva Jeeva ke Ashraya, Jeeva Jeeva ke Ashraya. Jeev karat hai Raj. Jeev Jeev ke Ashraya, Jeev karat hai Raj. Tulsi Raghuveer ke Ashraya, kyon bigdega kaj? Okay. Jeev Jeev ke Ashraya. When a person, Jeeva is a person, any Jeeva. Ashraya, refuge or taking support of. So as a jiva, we all take support of somebody else. In a family, you take Children are taking support of the parents. So jeeva karat hai raj. So they are having the best time of their life. Childhood is the best time of their life. No worries. When the worries set in, all this becomes shrunk. And then you start having pimples and the hair loss. Everything starts and then starts becoming white. But till you are a kid, you have none of this worry. You don't even have to worry about going out and earning. Mom, can I get some money? Dad, can I get some money? Why do you need? I'm going for some game tonight. So easily you get. So jeeva jeeva ke ashraya jeeva karat hai raj. One jeev is supporting, other is enjoying. Tulsi raghuvir ke ashraya. I, Tulsidas, have taken refuge to Bhagwan. Kyo bigdega kaj? Then why will my work will suffer? Why will it go wrong? It will not. This much faith, if we can have on Bhagwan, then chinta will not be there. Our chinta will go away. Because if our father can take care of us, mother can take care of us, he's the father of the whole universe. Why wouldn't he take care of us? So, he vatula, kim tava nasti niyanta. And another thought is, jab Ram me naam, jab Ram me naam, Ram karega kaam. Jab Ram me naam, tab Ram karega kaam. Okay. When my thought, when my focus and attention is on Bhagwan, then Bhagwan will do all my task. Jab main karunga kaam, tab Ram apne dham. When I take up the task, then Bhagwan will go to his house. He will stay in his place. He will say, why do I need to get involved? Till you feel that you can do the task, you can accomplish everything, I need not get involved. But when you are chanting my name, I will only do your work. I will make sure that whatever your tasks are fulfilled. Very good example, Narsimha Mehta. He is only thinking about chanting the name of Bhagwan. He was falsely put into a situation to offer a feast for his father's passing away. Okay. His father's barsi, what you call it, that ceremony you do, Shraddha. So there people are invited for food and Brahmins are invited and everything to your capacity. So every year, it used to be that Narsimha Mehta and his brother would do the whole thing at his brother's place. But brother's wife didn't like Narsimha Mehta. She used to think that, you know, this guy doesn't do anything. Only comes here, eats and goes and says Bhagwan's name. That's it. What is this? So she passed along this message to everybody in the village that next year the dawat will be by Narsimha Mehta. And not only that, all the village has to come. Brahmins will be fed. And then said, will be fed and served on chandi ki thali, on the silver plate. I don't know, I may be making up some things, but some stories I remember, that's how it is. So, will be served on a silver platter. Everybody's so excited. They're thinking, you know, this guy who doesn't do any earning, where will he get the food and everything? He hardly can get food for himself. He's invited the whole community. He's not worried. He did not lose a day's sleep because his focus was on chanting the name of Bhagavan. So that morning, he goes out to get ghee. Because in order to do any cooking, you need ghee. So wife goes and sends him that you go and get it. He goes out, struggles to find people give him ghee. Because he's asking over a loan. He's not saying, I'm giving you money. You give me some ghee, when I will get a chance, I will pay you back. That is his way of asking. So he asks, everybody said, yeah, yeah, you come when you have money. Right now, I also don't have any ghee. Like that, they all rejected. He is simply in his dhun, and he is forgetting about everything, and he's chanting Bhagavan's name. When he comes back, he sees that there is a whole feast ready, and people are being served. Community only came to help. But then he comes inside and finds out that everybody is being served on a silver plate and everything. He finds out, how did this happen? He says, you don't know? Wife says, you don't know? No, what happened? He says, somebody came to our house and said, Narasimha Mehta only sent us here to do all the work. They came, they cooked, brought all the plates and everything, and went. And he starts thinking to himself, what is this? So this is how Bhagavan does the work. So many incidences like that in Narasimha Mehta's life. But the point is that when we have faith in that Bhagavan, then it will not go anywhere. Our work will get done. Our chinta will stay behind. But if we want to take up chinta, then it is up to us. We can take up the chinta and do the work. Trijagati, in this three world. Sajjana Sangati, Satsanga. The association with good people, with good thoughts, with a noble soul. Alone, eka, that alone, bhavati bhavarnava tarane nauka, that alone becomes the nauka, the ship to cross over, tarane bhavarnav, the ocean of bhava, of becoming, the ocean of samsara. So association with good can alone be the means for us to cross over the ocean of samsara. Because it is like that, you know, rope. If you have seen, you know, those shallow rivers are there. Not deep, but what happens is the force of water is so strong. So what they do is they pass a rope that goes from one to another, and all you have to do is hold on. And as you hold on and you walk, you easily cross over the river. So Sajjana Sangati is like that. We hold on to that good thought, and it helps us cross the river very easily. So satsanga. And if you can get somebody like Bhagavan in life, then it even becomes better. So take an example of the person who took Ramachandraji across the river. You know, when he came to Guha's place, and then there was Kevat. So that Kevat says, I cannot take you. You are a magical Ram. You touch my boat, it will turn into a lady. What will I tell my wife? I cannot take you. So he washes the feet of Bhagavan and then says, I will take you. So he takes, and then Sitaji gives the mudrika He says, no, I don't want this. He says, I have to give you some fare. It is not fair. So, he says, I want devotion for Bhagavan. But that how he says is, when you return back, you have to come with me. So till Bhagavan returns back, my thought will stay with Bhagavan that Bhagavan is coming. So that devotion stays with me. That same affection stays with me. When you have such love, such devotion, then it becomes easier to cross the samsara. And therefore, satsanga is the importance in life. And if we have satsanga, then nothing will bother us. No chinta, no desires, nothing will come and disturb us. This much is what Bhagavan Adi Shankaracharya ji explains with the 13th shloka. And after this is what we find in Bhaj Govindam are the verses spoken by the disciples of Adi Shankaracharya. And then towards the end, he concludes with few shlokas. So let's look at the next shloka.
Jatilo mundi lunchit keshah. Kashayambar bahukruta veshah. Pashyannapi chana pashyati moodhah. Hyudara nimittam bahukruta veshah. Jatilo mundi lunchit keshah. Kashayambar bahukruta veshah. Pashyannapi chana pashyati moodhah. Yudara nimittam bahukruta veshah. Bhaj Govindam, Govindam bhaj moodhamate.
Jatilaha means one who has jata. Jatadhari, matted locks. It takes a lot of effort. You don't just get matted locks over one night or one year. When I was a kid, I saw one cricket player, like local on the streets only. So he was playing cricket and he was doing wicket keeping. And he had hair as long and it was touching the ground. And I would see, like, how are you doing this? But anyways, a lot of effort must have gone by, and he must have grown his hair the whole lifetime to get that. So there are those sannyasis, those sadhus, who spend all their life trying to grow their hair. There was actually one Guinness Book record also, that there was one guy, he never cut his hair, and he, you know, like how those people who are carrying basket on their head, and then in that basket they have fruits or things like that. So he ties up the hair like that, it looks like he's carrying a basket, and he covers it with a cloth, but it's actually his hair. The whole thing is carrying on the head. So, a lot of tapas it takes to do that. Or, mundi, no hair, shaven, complete, like our Swamiji. But how did he become mundi? Lunchita kesha, plucked the hair out of his head. Not just, you know, shaven, plucking. The thought is of the tapas. In order to kill the desires, one goes through such intense tapas. So to exemplify these sannyasis or these sadhus who have done such intense tapas. So jatilo mundi lunchita keshaha kashaya ambara. Ambara, clothes. Kashaya, saffron clothes. So saffron, because you know color of saffron is kashaya, like reddish type. So one who is wearing saffron clothes and bahukrita vesha, and not just saffron, sometimes yellowish, sometimes whitish. So bahukrita vesha, you changed so many clothes to get to the tapas that you are in. You know the truth. Pashyannapi. Know the truth. Know the knowledge. Have the understanding. Na pashyati mudha. But still you do not see. Still you are not understanding. Why? Because you are doing all the actions for what? Hyudara nimittam bahukrita vesha. You are doing all the action just to satisfy your livelihood. Just to satisfy your stomach. The desire of food, clothing, shelter. All of this, only for this purpose you have done all this tapas. Degrading or demeaning such attitude is the idea here. Bhaja Govindam, Govindam Bhaja Modamate. One point to think about here is that Adi Shankaracharya, or the disciple here, they are all sannyasis. And they are pointing it to themselves. Because this may seem like, you know, you are only talking negative about your own self. But he is trying to say that you will find people like this, but our guru, Adi Shankara, is not like that. And what he has taught us is also not like that. So we are not here just chanting all of this for Hyudaranimittam. We are not telling you so you can give us bhiksha and we will be satisfied. We are telling you because this is the path. This is how your way of life should be. So therefore, think in this path. We'll see more of this thought in our next week's class. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamutachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.